Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
On the road again.
It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4 right here on KBN. Yeah, baby!
You really can take anything and make yours.
What you mean? I'm sleeping. We're in Tennessee right now.
Kyle's
Kyle Brust and Nortman. I love me some football. I love the South. I love the heat, too.
This is more like redneck Kyle, not southern Kyle.
Oh, what you mean? Ain't nobody no
redneck Kyle.
Yeah, oh, let's settle up, baby. We settle up. We hitting the road again. Give me the cattle. Roll Tide, baby.
Roll damn Tide. All right, KBN road trip. I'm willing to commit. Brad and Kyle likely won't.
Ben, you're not willing to commit.
What do you mean I'm not willing
Ben,
to commit?
Ben's going to come up with some fake head injury, some hand injury, some tooth injury, some stitches to his lip. Oh, the baby. Oh, I didn't realize I had this. Oh, my tummy hurts. You're going to have some reason, excuse why you can't hang out.
Wow. Wow. That's coming from Kyle.
Coming from halfway back out Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle keeps it real. I keep it 100. I tell people before, you know, hey, we're going to Lake Michigan. I'm going to Lake Michigan.
No,
I ain't dip my head in.
No, you did.
I said I wasn't putting my head in that poisonous bacteria-filled water. When I was going to get my Brazilian wax, I said they ain't touching my future children. I need these.
Kyle,
thank goodness I did.
You're the Kyle of the Kyle Brust and Nortman. Alex Strofe is running the show. You're the Karen as well of the Kyle Brust and Nortman show here. 800-990-3776. What road game should KBN take a trip to for the Green Bay Packers? The options. Dent. Oh, wow. We're on the same page. The Cleveland Browns, week 3.
What's up, Diana?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
My bad.
Dallas Cowboys, the week they were supposed to be in Ireland. The Arizona Cardinals in October.
That weather's nice.
Mm.
The Pittsburgh Steelers in late October. A little frigid. The New York Football Giants in the middle of November. The Mile High City, the Denver Broncos in the middle of December.
Just skipped over Thanksgiving?
Oh, the Lions, hello. Yeah, no,
I think we're booked that day.
I think Thanksgiving.
What do you mean we booked that day? No, let's go road tripping, fellas. We got a day off from work, too.
Or the Minnesota Vikings just after the New Year. U.S. Bank Stadium's kind of cool.
I got my vote.
Is
ready for my pitch?
What is your pitch?
This is for real, too. Because we do know Baby Nortman's on the way.
If you're leading with
this is for real.
Yeah.
That means it's a bad option.
No. New York Giants. Here's why. Guys, first of all, bumps the road trip. Let's do a direct flight. Easy in and out of New York City.
No, it's not.
Who doesn't like a city? Milwaukee to New York, there's countless flights that are easy to get.
Maybe it costs too much. Maybe that's why I'm looking at
that. They're not that expensive, I don't think.
No, they're pretty
cheap. New York, I was looking. I'll come find New Jersey.
Who doesn't think of a long weekend with the boys and think of the big city? Think of all the things we could do.
Me.
We go see a show, boys.
We have Southern Kyle. He's never been to the big city.
Big Apple. No,
we go to the big
Dixie forever.
And think about the time of the year, boys. Start to see all the Christmas decor sprinkled around the city, and even best. And even best,
man,
the game.
This
the game. Hold on.
It's like you're right you're, all
you're,
over
you're
again.
Thinking of the best part.
It is.
You're thinking about the game day experience. First of all, the Green Bay Packers likely win, which is something you want to go. I don't want to go to a game and they lose. That would be a bummer of the whole trip. Not only that, friend of the show, Graham Gannot, could get us free tickets in the family area, which we have to kind of like.
I ain't
keep.
Going unless I'm on the field.
Here's the thing, though, Brad. I'm not wearing Giants gear.
That's all right.
I can wear Green Bay gear in the family section?
Yeah, just don't be rude.
You think I'm rude?
Kyle?
Listen.
Just be a little restrained.
Just as long as my Packers taking care of business, we good. We good. Just as long as they agree. Yeah, we whooping that behind,
Kyle,
ain't we? Yeah.
$200 round trip.
Right now, to JFK or to Newark, the place that only got one damn traffic controller.
That Friday, flying in,
you say they only got one.
Get there at 9 a.m.
Oh,
get there
yeah.
at 9 a.m. We'll go get set up at ESPN New York.
Exactly.
Fly into where?
Go to ESPN New York. Why does
LaGuardia.
It matter?
LaGuardia.
Oh wow.
Why does it matter? What do you mean? Why does it matter? What do you mean?
And then we fly
see
back
the news.
Monday. We're back for the show.
Oh, that's
$200 round trip.
That's actually
right
not.
Now.
Tom chimes in with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Does anybody have the Pittsburgh Steelers on their bingo board?
I sure do. The Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday Night Football, October 26th. Won't be too cold. It's still a brisk fall night.
Good
in
football
Pittsburgh.
Weather.
Pittsburgh, a city that's been compared to Green Bay. Hard workers, good people, lovable sports fans, and guess who will be quarterbacking that team against the Packers on Sunday Night Football, a national spotlight, other than our former quarterback Aaron Rodgers. I could break my Packers Rodgers jersey out as we head to Pittsburgh. My
oh,
vote.
Wow. Would
my
you wear
vote.
That?
Yes, I would. My oh, vote wow. is for the Steel City.
See, that's a good vote. I like that as my number two option. But here's the thing. When you want to go on vacation, you don't want to go to New York in November. It's going to be cold. Anyway, got time to be.
It's all part frigid. Of the vibe.
No, I don't want that type of vibe whatsoever. When you are going somewhere, you want to go somewhere that gives you good vibes, gives you good vacation. And there is one road game on this schedule. Let me tell you, these are bad road game cities. There's one place I'm going. I'm trying to turn up, I'm trying to party, and I'm trying to see the Packers smack some booty. And that is going to Arizona.
You're so predictable.
Listen, predictable, I like to party. We can go club. Listen, we fly in, we do the show from somewhere in Arizona.
Go
I got
club?
Clubbing? Okay, we'll go on Mill Street. We'll go to the bars, we'll have a good time. We'll, you know, go maybe golf and go visit Frank the Tank, enjoy ourselves, and then go to the Packer game and fly back. We got a place to stay. Frank, I'm sure... Frank played in NBA. I'm sure he got
Frank
three
does
beds.
Anything I want him to do.
Okay, and so I know Frank got a couple extra bedrooms.
Got four bedrooms?
We ain't got to worry about all that. He'll have us hooked up, man. I'm telling you, Arizona,
he's
walk
the
pack
and
take
it.
Okay, and the kid going to have three, four extra uncles for the weekend. Five extra uncles. We'll be good. Four.
Five. Who's the fifth?
I don't know. I was doing math in my head really quick. Arizona's the place to go. The
we all
the
have different locations. If what I can go have? Anywhere for a road game, it is to Denver. The Mile High City? Are you kidding me?
Oh, wait. I don't know why you want to go there.
Why is that, Kyle?
Yeah, you want to get a mile high.
That's a strong accusation. Very strong accusation.
Is it?
It's a strong accusation. I would love to see Bo Nix play
this
football.
He's the Friday turn-up on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
That's going to be the Friday at ESPN
oh,
Denver, baby.
He's the Friday turn-up.
I go
Kyle,
to Denver.
Brust, and Nortman.
Come on, like the Broncos are an historic franchise. Denver's a cool city.
Up and coming
team.
Would you go,
I want to see
the mountains.
I
go ski for a day.
Okay, hold on. Brad, are you more in on Pittsburgh or Denver?
Denver. Now, is this even a thought? It's got to be seeing Aaron Rodgers play. What are you doing?
Yeah, I guess I'd say Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. I was ready to jump ship if you said Denver.
Why? Be
Denver's,
a man.
Well,
let's go to Denver.
I would just say, besides Pittsburgh, Denver would be my other vote.
Well, I'll go to Denver. I got family in Denver. My dad's family lives out there.
So wait, we're just going
to
scrub auntie. Arizona and New
he's
York.
He's going there for his bachelor party. The Cardinals stink. It won't be a good game.
You want to go to New York City and get
I've
free
tickets? I've
been
to Arizona like twice in the last 2 years now.
Well,
let's go to
I'm
Denver.
Definitely scrubbing Arizona.
Okay.
I'm open to New York. I'm open to Denver. I'm open to Pittsburgh.
I'm not open to New York, even Why though not? I got people in New York, too.
I got a wedding during the New York weekend.
Oh, shoot. So do I.
All right. Well, let's go
do
to
you
Denver.
Really?
Pittsburgh or Denver?
I'll be honest, KBN Nation. I had no intention.
So
no
put
intention
on the
to follow through with this. But if it's if it is Denver, I got a free place to stay. My aunties and my cousins live out that way.
You have a free place to stay.
We could spread
your Airbnb would be a little bit more fun. No offense to Kyle.
I will. My
don't need Karen Kyle killing the fun.
My auntie is a Seventh-day Adventist, so yeah, we lights out by a certain time on Saturday.
They ain't doing that.
Oh, boy.
What'd you just say?
She's a Seventh-day Adventist.
I don't know what that means.
That means she's very religious.
Okay, fair enough.
The question is...
Put it on Twitter at KBNESPN. The crew has narrowed it down to two potential road trips to go watch the Packers. Which would you rather go watch them? Which place? Because location and game matter.
Oh, yeah.
Location and game matter. I don't want
so
to go to Pittsburgh.
The question is...
What's great about Pittsburgh?
Are we flying?
It's a nice city.
Are we flying or driving? 15-hour drive to Denver, 9 hours to Pittsburgh.
You think I'm driving anywhere?
Kyle, there's no direct flights to Pittsburgh. So the drive time and the fly time.
Oh, a layover. Yes, just have a layover.
I don't think in for Milwaukee.
We could drive to Chicago.
Why would you know? Or we could just do a layover. What's wrong with y'all? I don't do this driving thing. I like to fly. Lord, bless somebody with the intelligence to create planes, and I want to utilize that.
I mean, we're not going to go to Arizona or New York, but you want to experience the camaraderie that comes from a guy's road trip?
I want the camaraderie of us meeting at the airport.
All great movies are road trips.
I'm seeing Dumb and Dumber.
Listen, driving back. Y'all,
nonstop flights, round trip, $360. $5.
Really? To where? Pittsburgh.
I didn't know Milwaukee went.
Is that United?
No, it's American.
I didn't know Milwaukee went to Pittsburgh. How about that?
90-minute flight.
Yeah. No.
Ooh, up and down.
I'm flying. I'm not driving. So yeah, we can go to
Pittsburgh or Denver. Direct flights, which is nice.
I'll go to Denver. I'll legitimately go to Denver. And my little cousin made the team. I'm still going to Denver.
But you don't want to go to Pittsburgh?
No, I want to go to Pittsburgh, but it costs too much. $328?
Are you kidding me?
What was it, Brad?
It was three something
round trip.
$365, as many days as they're on the air. $1 a day.
I pay less to go to St. Martin than that is.
How are we doing hotel rooms? Who's bunking with who?
We'll do an Airbnb.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a great hypothetical, bro.
Yeah. Who's living? Because you had two beds, probably in a conjoining room.
I would... Like, if we'd have to flip, like, draw straws.
I love Ben, but I know Ben's some of his behaviors that he does with his fiance. I'm not the cleanliest.
I don't think our crazy cleanly, you and me, Kyle, could deal with either Strofe or Ben.
Yeah, I feel like Strofe, I could control Strofe, but I can't control Ben.
I feel like I
cannot control Strofe. Ben is just going to do what he wants to do and make an excuse. At least with Strofe, you can yell at Strofe.
I'd be walking around butt naked.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that.
I wake up all of a sudden, I just see him swinging around. What the hell is going on? Put some damn pants on, Ben. I don't wear underwear. Put something on.
I was ready to claim Ben, and then I went, oh, wait a minute. He sleeps naked.
So am I the last pick?
Yeah, by far.
Is it possible that Kyle, Strofe, and I would be in one room and Ben would be in his own?
Would Strofe rather have a pull-out cot in Kyle and Brad's room than have to stay with me?
A roll away.
I'll sleep on the deck, man.
Yeah, Ben just seems like a lot.
It's gonna be cold out there in Denver.
He'll be whipping out his Xbox One playing COD.
I wouldn't bring that on.
Hey,
can
all four of you go retweet the poll? And we're gonna go to whatever wins, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will know tomorrow at this time where we're going.
Oh, okay. Now, excuse me. I need to ask this question. GKB is paying for this, correct?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. We need to figure out the destination first.
Yeah, we need a location.
Okay, GKB is taking care of some of this. I mean, location or not. Hey, market manager Greg Scalzo, we got a sales opportunity.
That's why we need the location, kid. So start voting.
Nice.
On Twitter, at KBN ESPN. The KBN crew is between which Packer game they want to go to on a road trip. Which one should they go to? 800-990-3776. You can text us there on the Carbless Talking text line, or you can vote on Twitter at KBN ESPN. Packers at the Steelers on 10/28. Packers at the Broncos 12/14.
Oh, I think this is. I know where I want to go.
Where?
I want to see Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
I'll suffer in the cold.
Unfortunately, the voting very early is Denver.
It's six votes, and three of the votes is y'all.
Well, we just put it out.
Will say the game at Pittsburgh would be electric.
Yeah,
it's such a cool stadium.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here?
Oh, it's already 50-50.
Bo Nix?
Just like that.
We want to see Bo Nix over aging Aaron Rodgers. This is his last time.
You want to watch somebody hobble around the field?
I sure do. I want to see Rashawn Gary Sackett. I want to watch us destroy Aaron Rodgers and let him know the grass is not greener on the other side.
But it is in Denver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, that was clever.
That is true.
Pretty good.
Did I tell you about when my mom? Never mind.
I'm excited for this. I can't wait. To travel with you guys is going to be a thrill.
How are you going to convince Lexi?
That's a great question, because I'll have three babies, all that will be roughly 15 months and under.
That might need some further context to somebody who doesn't know the full story.
We're fostering two babies now, and they'll likely still be with us at that moment. And Lexi's also pregnant due in early September. So, this is where I'm lay down my foot. You say, I'm the man of the house.
You already sound weak.
As the man of the house, I go do what I wants to do who I wants to do it
I don't know if this works with a woman who is pregnant and hasn't had the child yet.
It'll take some hormones start kicking
yeah,
in.
Yeah, real talk. It'll take some massaging, you know, some, you know, being delicate.
Grab
you know?
Them feet.
Yeah.
Come here. Let me talk yeah. to you.
I think he was talking metaphorically. Or, yeah,
certainly metaphorically, yeah. but a little bit of physically doesn't hurt either.
I just got to throw this out there. The text line is already full of suggestions of what we should do, if you know what I'm saying, in Denver.
Why? That's what you can do.
Right. Right.
That's what you can do. This is a family program.
This is a family program.
I never said anything unfamiliar.
I
want
to go hiking. I want to go to Red Rock.
Non-familiar.
I want to go look at a concert venue.
Go to the Rocky Mountains.
We can go hike there. I would love to see that. Ooh, I should see who's there in December. Oh, they probably don't do concerts in December, right?
Probably
Rock.
Not.
Darn it.
Would we stay
Steelers
in Denver?
Is running away. Yep, so maybe we need to start figuring out what's going on in Pittsburgh.
We need to get a cheaper flight to Pittsburgh. Y'all need to get a partnership with an airline.
Kyle, Frontier. Relax. We'll take care of it.
Oh, okay.
The
yeah.
guy is a money
so
panicker.
Cheap.
Brad, is that not high? Is that not high price?
It's a little
what?
Steep. It's
for a
90 steep,
minute flight?
But
you're playing
but Kyle,
the NFL.
With you, that's true.
Don't you yell at him.
It's a little steep, but a trip with you guys, priceless.
Priceless.
A MasterCard commercial.
Oh, he's lying. I don't know why y'all letting this
that's,
man.
I don't even know if that's
he's,
a card.
He's gaslighting you like the puncher.
Meanwhile,
my
heart's beating out of my chest.
The special teams coach gaslights you that way, huh? Goodness.
That's MasterCard. Exactly right. Good pull. Priceless.
Yeah. How about that for branding?
I don't think they still do that, do they?
I don't think they do. Yeah. Those were great commercials back in the day.
John though. Says after hearing Brad's pitch to his wife, Lexi, he's definitely not going on this trip.
Listen, I'm a man of house, though.
Well, start putting your money in your Citizens Bank to save up for our flight to Pittsburgh.
Oh, my gosh. What a great suggestion from Ben Bruss. And you know what? If you want to be like me and you want to level up and start saving for a trip that you may want to take, like us taking our KBN road trip October 26th to Pittsburgh to see the Packers play the Steelers and maybe an old friend in Aaron Rodgers, well, you can start saving with Citizens Bank right here locally. That's what I love about Citizens Bank. If they love to be local. They love to help people locally. They love the fact that they want to help you level up. They love supporting the community. And on top of that, if you're looking to get a savings account, looking to get a checking account, looking to buy your first home, or looking to even get a CD rate, they have it at Citizens Bank. So if you are looking to level up, you can do it right now with Citizens Bank just like me. So find out more information about Citizens Bank by visiting them at citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. At this point in your life, in my life, it's time to level up, and let's do it with Citizens Bank.
Pittsburgh or Denver, flying or driving? We'll hit on that. Plus, I do want to get back to, I guess, Alex Strofe by no choice of my own.
Friday, October 24th, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Sabrina Carpenter.
That's 4 days ahead of time.
No, it's 2 days. I accidentally wrote the wrong date on Friday.
26th?
26th.
Friday the 26th?
We would fly in Friday morning.
No interest.
Zero interest.
No interest at all.
Y'all haven't listened to her. Listen,
no, I'm good.
I did the same thing, but I'm going to tell you.
Look at his hands.
That little thing can sang, boy. She be sagging it. Play.
That little thing.
Play. Look, she's about 4'10". Sabrina Carpenter, the rest of the show. I'm telling y'all. Y'all
yes,
love
sir.
It.
You got it.
Next. Not interested.
As Brad just said, next. Not interested.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Ben, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You gotta
know
be
where I'm
better.
At, but I'm giving it my all.
I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Please, please, please don't prove I'm right.
Please, doesn't do much for me.
No, I'm out.
He
I'm
chose
out.
A bad one.
No. Whatever we do needs to have whatever we do, it's got to have a 3-4 vote. 3 of 4 of the team needs to agree to do it.
This is in the hypothetical trip right now that's being voted on Twitter at KBN ESPN. We narrowed our potential Packers road trip for KBN to either Denver or Pittsburgh. Vote on Twitter at KBN ESPN on Twitter X.
And why did you want to go to Denver so bad?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, huh? It's strong accusations.
I need a higher love.
Can I throw out a possible issue though? What if Aaron Rodgers retires?
Ooh. Then we have to do a.
Then we just do Denver.
Do over.
I like the recount. Recount. Because there ain't no way. Listen, Aaron Rodgers retires. I'm not going to Pittsburgh. It's too cold.
On a Sunday night game. It'd be chilly. It's going to be chilly that night.
Hey, well, just so you guys are aware, I mentioned the Sabrina Carpenter concert Friday night. Also going on in Pittsburgh that weekend. The Pittsburgh Panthers football team hosts North Carolina State.
North Carolina would have been interesting.
The left field is going to be destroyed the next day.
The Pittsburgh Riverhounds Soccer Club plays Phoenix Rising Football Club.
Okay. Not interested.
And then the Pittsburgh Steelers play the Green Bay Packers.
Check out what's going on in Denver.
Ooh.
We got to cross-reference activities because this is a trip that we probably should be working.
I guess we probably would do the show.
We would do the show Friday and do some hits on the pregame show on Sunday
if they want us.
I host the show, you idiot.
You wouldn't be doing the
you wouldn't be doing it that
no,
week.
No, cuz you got
when you went to Tennessee you didn't host the show. Thing.
Well, that was more of a personal vacation. This sounds more like a work.
Zach from Thiensville wants to know if KB and Nation can vote who rooms together.
Oh, that
take it out of our hands.
You know what? That's actually
a great idea.
And then we wouldn't get the results until like literally the Friday we get there.
Send out like a survey monkey on the text line.
We'd almost have to do an Airbnb. I just don't
know.
We can't do hotel rooms.
We have to do hotels.
No, we can't.
Double hotel rooms.
I need some things to make my food. I gotta have my oatmeal.
Part of whatever trip we go on is Brad can't eat anything other than what we tell him to.
No. I'm bringing my protein bars. I'm bringing my oatmeal.
Yeah, I got bad news, boys.
What is that?
I know none of the artists in Denver.
We're not going to Sabrina Carpenter anyway.
They didn't know who Sabrina Carpenter was.
That's a good point. And then sports wise, I think it's only the Nuggets. I guess in theory, that schedule's probably not out yet, though.
Jokic? The schedule for next year isn't out yet, huh, Strove?
in the middle of the playoffs.
I mean, December's a long ways away.
Yeah, they'll play. They'll have games in December. Now we don't know where they'll be.
Bucks.
Oh, now that would be a double whammy. We would have to go to Denver.
We would have to.
But I will say,
Yanni versus Jokic.
I would still say if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, that's the biggest draw, right? Yes. I mean, Rodgers versus the Packers.
But it's still a sports weekend extravaganza. I know we love to use that word.
I mean, the Penguins would be fun to go see play.
I'd love a good hockey game.
Yeah, me too.
Sid the Kid.
Those are also expensive.
He ain't the kid
though,
no more. That man's old.
Yeah, we can still watch. So is Aaron Rodgers.
Different.
I think the nightlife.
Speaking of old, let's not be hypocritical here.
I think the nightlife in Denver is more lively. But I don't know.
Pittsburgh has a nice little nightlife, but you're right.
Have you been to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I have been. I had to go there for work one time.
I've been to Pittsburgh,
too. They have a nice sandwich shop there. It was really good, too.
Yeah, Promulti Brothers.
Puts the fries on the sandwich. Yeah! See?
Come on, now.
We got some Pittsburgh. Yeah. Maybe we should go to Pittsburgh.
We got tour guides.
So this was actually pretty cool. So I obviously played in Pittsburgh, but for Lexi's 29th birthday, so she turns 29 on June 29th, long story short, we ended up doing a mission trip over her birthday. So earlier, I surprised her in early May, literally 2 days before we were going to leave. Eric Church, who's our favorite artist, was playing in Pittsburgh. And it was the only weekend that worked out for whatever reason, so I prized her with tickets and a meet and greet of Eric Church.
Oh, wow.
And we went there for the weekend. It was freaking awesome.
How much money you spent on that meet and greet?
Decent amount.
You're going to charge?
It is priceless, though, right, Ben? Priceless.
Was it more than $365?
Yeah. All in. For sure. Way more than that.
That's right? The flight.
You can afford the flight.
Yeah.
Airbnb, we split.
So it was a great city, though. We had a ton of fun.
That man was in the NFL at that time. His checks ain't the same now. They better not be the same now.
Remember how I have some sources in Pittsburgh?
Oh.
So I might be able to get tickets from the source.
Oh, okay. Yep, the source will give us the wrong damn date.
Yeah, the source is mad at you, I think.
No. We're still on good terms.
We could work the TJ Watt angle.
I did have one of the sources from Ireland reach out and say he'd fall on the sword for me for being wrong.
Wow, that's a good source right
there. Yeah, well, what's the source's name? It was falling on the sword.
Yeah, for real.
He would just have a very good Irish accent. We wouldn't put his name out there because I want to protect
him. Oh, he'll call in?
Yeah, he said he'd be willing to join
Text him right now.
That's pretty great. What time is it there?
Let me look into that.
It's 6 hours ahead.
10:30?
It's only 10:30.
What is his name?
Might have had a couple of Guinnesses.
Yeah, no,
be real honest.
Let me talk to my source in Ireland before we give him a call out of the blue here.
Oh, they have some weird names. Finn.
Wait a minute. Why do you know Dublin 6 hours ahead?
Because I played in Lithuania 8 hours away, and so I know the time zone-ish areas.
You know, all the time zones of the European cities?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It's no different than, like, the United States of America. We have four time zones.
What time is it in Russia right now?
Well, Russia's big.
Russia's huge.
Moscow.
Moscow, yeah.
That's not Europe.
Tell me what time
it is.
It's Eastern Europe.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know where Moscow is. It's probably 8 or 9 hours.
What do you mean?
How about Copenhagen?
It's 4:29.
Where's Copenhagen?
It's in Denmark.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 4:29. What time is it in Moscow?
Moscow is 9 hours ahead.
Nope, only 8.
That's 12:29. I don't know how far it is from Lithuania. I didn't look more east. I didn't want to go more east. I wanted to go back west.
So,
okay, so what about Denmark? What about Copenhagen?
Denmark's got to be 7.
Nice!
Wow. How about Madrid?
6.
How about Moldova?
Wrong. 7.
Madrid 7?
Man.
Wow.
But you know what I mean? That's on the coastline.
I thought it was going to be
Moldova.
What's Moldova?
It's a country, Moldova.
Just take a guess.
7.
8.
Romania.
7.
Czechoslovakia.
Also 8.
You lied. You just took a guess.
I guessed one right.
Czechoslovakia.
I guessed one right. I don't freaking know these guys. What are you?
Guess.
I don't know.
Ireland.
6.
Istanbul.
That is 10.
Nope, it's 8.
What?
I flew out of Istanbul. I must have flew straight south from Lithuania.
What is Lithuania connected to? Like, what's the shared
Poland,
border with?
Estonia, Finland.
Finland?
Not Finland.
No.
We took a ferry over to Finland.
Oh,
a ferry? How did you confuse what's next door versus what you had to get on a literal boat for? You had to get on a boat.
It's all the same crap.
What do you mean it's next door? You got on a boat. For multiple hours.
Wash this dirtiness off me, Brad.
Wait. The map was so wrong that you just said. Like, there's a little bit of Poland, but like to get to Estonia, no.
Oh, excuse me, Latvia.
Oh, there you go. Good job, man.
We play in the Baltic League. They're all the same.
Does
thing.
Does Belarus ring a bell?
They all look the same. We bus to everywhere. We bus to Latvia, Estonia. It all looked the damn same.
You're not far from Moscow. I can't believe you got that one wrong.
Now, Moscow is legitimately very close.
Yeah, well, all my teammates were afraid of Putin invading them again.
Again?
Did they break off from the Soviet Union?
I think
so.
You might be right about
suck
that.
It.
Ooh, wow. Well,
Lithuanian knowledge.
Well, like Ben said, he needs to cleanse himself from that experience. Just like Tsunami Express can cleanse your car from the inside out. My car, it's 9 years old. I bought it Memorial Day 2016.
Lie. This is crazy. Your car always looks way better than 9 years old.
Isn't that crazy? Tsunami Express Car Wash. I bought it Memorial Day weekend of 2016. 9 years old, birthday coming up here. But Tsunami Express keeps it looking young. State-of-the-art wash technology that provides a long-lasting shine and protection. But it's inside and it's out. The free vacuums, the mat washers, the do-it-yourself detailing supplies, so much that can get you looking great. And not only that, as Ben said, you can be a monthly member like me. A ceramic member is what I am, so I can get daily washes, as many washes as I want, day after day after day, plus fast lane access and one low monthly price. Locations all around greater Milwaukee area gives you every opportunity to keep that car clean. So if you want to experience the wash, chill, repeat credo that Tsunami Express sticks with and makes my car looking great, then experience Tsunami Express Car Wash today.
Schedules out. How Credo. Important is Jordan Love to the team? Obviously important, but what does that mean for wins and losses next year? We'll tell you.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Packers over-under at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel is 9.5. The schedule is out for the Green Bay Packers. Very backloaded with divisional games and road games. Need to get off to a good start with the Detroit Lions week one and a Thursday night football game week two against the Commanders. A early bye week, week five. A lot of things you could dissect with the schedule. But as it pertains to wins and losses, there is an important figure that we all know heading into year three. That is Jordan Love. And how much of a difference do you think he can make in the success of the team?
I think he makes all the difference in the world. I mean, I look at this team. I look at the schedule that they're going to have. There's a scenario where I see the Packers go 12-5, where Jordan Love is cooking. Their schedule is difficult, but if he can play to the player he can be, not all the time does he need to be the 2003 end-of-season version of himself, but if he's cooking and he's a top...
We know what he meant.
What'd I say?
2003, but we know you meant
2023. He'd be but he a was young, young boy back then. Then this team can go 12 games, probably win the NFC North. But guys, I see a scenario where if Jordan Love is sort of a mid quarterback, this team could win 8 games just like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the defense, I think we think they're going to be good, probably not going to be elite. They're pretty balanced. I don't think they go horrible, but this could be a 500 team if they repeat the issues of last year. They struggle in the division, and it was the big games against good teams. I'm seeing the Commanders. I'm seeing the Eagles and the Ravens and the Broncos. Those are playoff teams from last year. And I think teams knocking on the door, the Cowboys, the Bengals, there's plenty of other teams you look at and say, those are pretty quality opponents. Teams that you would put in the good category, at least over the last couple of seasons. So Jordan Love needs to be that guy. He needs to be that top 8, top 5 quarterback in the NFL. If he does that, 12 wins, maybe more, totally on the table. If he's not, if he's mid, he is the guy that could be the thing that causes them to have maybe only 8 wins and not win those big games and struggle in the division.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's time for Jordan Love to become elite, right? When I look at the schedule that we have, the Green Bay Packers don't play a lot of elite quarterbacks this year. They play a lot of okay quarterbacks, but this is an opportunity for Jordan Love to go from being a good quarterback to being a great quarterback, and that success comes with his improvement on the football field. Barring injury, I have no excuses for Jordan Love. I fully expect him. When we look at our quarterback, right, we will find out this year who he really is. Because, yes, the Detroit Lions are a tough football team, but when you have a great quarterback, when you have an elite quarterback, you believe you can win every single football game. When Aaron Rodgers was our quarterback, when Brett Favre was our quarterback, we would look at this schedule here. We're talking about, oh, are the Packers going to start 0-2 or 2-0? It's not even a question because you have Aaron Rodgers, you have Brett Favre, and now in that same breath, I need to say I still have Jordan Love. So we talk about the Washington Commanders. Yes, they're a good football team. They really came on late, and they impressed in the playoffs. But Jaden Daniels is only going to his second season. Jordan Love's going into year number 6, 7? 6, I think, here with the Green Bay Packers.
It'll be his sixth season, third starting.
So at this point, I need to be able to have the confidence going into each and every single game that the Green Bay Packers can win this game simply because of the man that is the quarterback, that is Jordan Love. He has to take that next step. Based off this schedule, you ain't playing Pat Mahomes. You're not playing Josh Allen. You're not playing all the elite quarterbacks. Yeah, you got a couple on here. You got 17 games. You got about 7 quarterbacks. Jordan Love should lead this Packers team to at least 11 wins this year.
I think for me, when I look at the schedule, 9 of the 17 games are against teams that were in the playoffs last year. So
that's tough.
That's a tough amount because
you wanted them teams that was in the playoffs last year.
I understand that, but it doesn't mean that it's any like easier for them facing teams that were in there. It's why I bring that up is because the word that I'm going to continue using, we might be added to the repertoire of dun 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 dun. Dun. Is opportunity. It's an opportunity to show what this team is made of, because if you're playing a lot of teams that made the playoffs last year and ones that you think, like, there's no doubt in my mind that the Baltimore Ravens come week 17 is going to be a team that's going to be a great test for the Packers at home before they try and build momentum if they're in a spot to make the playoffs. The Broncos are right there as well. And then you obviously look at your division. If you're playing the Vikings and the Lions, and they are teams that, I mean, the Vikings have their question marks at quarterback, but again, the Bears aren't going to be as bad as last year. They'll still be bad, but not going to be as bad. And they got you to the wire of one game that you won on a fingertip, and the other one you lost in a pseudo weird game in Week 18. There's a lot of tough games, and you never know what team that you're going to go against. I mean, the Bengals. Sure, they built a team weird. I don't want to play the Bengals ever. They're dangerous.
Yeah, it could be a lot of points.
It's dangerous. And
listen,
so
you ain't slowing them down.
That's every NFL schedule, but this is a particularly hard schedule when you look at it in the preseason. Things always do change. Last year, we looked at the 49ers game, and we said, oh, man, that's the game where we're going to be tested and know what this team is about. The 49ers were not the team we expected them to be at that point. So things will change. When you look at it right now, it's fair to say that they're going to be tested. And that's a good thing, because you'd rather be tested and learn if this team is good and ascending, or if they're mid and, like Kyle said, you're like, all right, Goody, this is what you built. This is what the schedule was, and you got to play every game on the schedule, and we're going to see what this team is made of through adversity, through growth that they're supposed to be having as a young core, because I won't call them the youngest team in the NFL anymore. This is a big opportunity this season for the Green Bay Packers.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, finally the time when the youth and the talent and opportunity all come together. And you know what? The fact that you have a tough schedule, that's good. You're going to be playoff tested, and you're going to be knowing that you can face that test when the playoffs come. If anything, last year you have 11 wins, but you beat up on some bad teams and playing, you know, the NFC South and the AFC South, and you look at it and say, maybe they weren't ready for that playoff opportunity. They'll be ready when the Packers get to the playoffs this year.
Well, KBN Nation, you know, we'll be ready, hopefully, for the Green Bay Packers to get to the playoffs, but I want your house to be nice and ready. And if you're looking at your windows and you're looking at it, you try to open it up and it's hard to open, or you look at all that chip paint in different places, you say, you know what, honey, it's time for us to upgrade. I have the perfect solution for you. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't be concerned. Universal Windows Direct is the way to go. And what I love about it, they'll come to your house for a free in-home estimate, and they're not going to give you any type of pressure to buy windows. They're just going to educate you on the windows that they have and what they can do for you. But the great thing about them is, after you make that decision to work with Universal Windows, the install is so quick, it's so easy, and you will be, just like me, so satisfied with your windows. So let me tell you more about UWD. Right now, with their home improvement season sale, you can get an incredible 50% off your windows. Yes, half off your windows to upgrade your home. It is much more less expensive, but also great quality. But it gets even better. For a limited time, you can get zero interest. Yes, no interest and no payments for 12 months. That's a whole year of being able to save money but have great windows. So go ahead and right now call them at 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. For your last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Packer Super Bowl champion Brian Bulaga joins us next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl.
Big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. He on YouTube and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I've got some famous friends you
probably never heard of, but back in joining us on Kyle Bruston Nortman before the Homer Hour is Brian Bulaga, former Packer. Brian, what's going on?
Not much. How you guys doing?
We're living. We're living. And it is an interesting schedule for the Green Bay Packers. First off, If you could vote for us, which road trip do you think we should go to? Packers at the Steelers or Packers at the Broncos? Would you rather go to Denver or Pittsburgh? And there's a question mark with the Pittsburgh one.
That's a good question. I mean, I think if it's me, Denver's a fun town. I mean, it's a good trip. But, I mean, I like Pittsburgh. I think it's a fun city.
What was your favorite stadium to play in outside of Lambeau?
Favorite stadium? It's not that I liked playing on the road. It's not, I didn't have a bunch of favorite stadiums to go to, because wherever we went, it was always loud and crazy because everyone wanted to beat the Packers. So, I mean, everyone, you know, some reason, you know, it was always loud. So, like, people didn't like us. Never had a good road experience. But I always thought it was fun to go to Chicago and play in Chicago just because good experiences there. I mean, the fans were always so nice, you know what I mean? And to beat them in their place was always an experience. It was always fun.
Chicago fans were nice? There.
Might have been in jest.
It was in jest.
Gotcha.
And since I was from that area, they always said very kind words to me, and it was fun. It was always fun to go there and beat them.
So one quick question I have is, I want you to pretend you're a Green Bay Packer offensive lineman right now. Do you have the schedule in front of you for the Green Bay Packers?
Not in front of me. I can pull it up really quick, though.
Well, if you were to pull it up and you were to look at this, and if you were playing on this team right now, what would be the things that jump out most to you when it comes to, okay, this is the schedule, I have it released in my hands, I am thinking about this as I look at it right now?
Well, I mean, if I look at it right off the get, I mean, if I'm an offensive lineman, I look at back-to-back, I go Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons.
Ooh, yeah, that is
the one thing I look at when I go Browns Cowboys. And I get both of those teams, who knows how they're going to be as a team, but I look at it from a pass rusher standpoint. That's not a fun assignment.
No.
Either which way you look at
it. And then Trey Hendrickson after the bye. Maybe.
That's if he plays. Yeah, that's fair. If he plays. He said he doesn't want to. Doesn't want to suit up until he gets a new deal, which I don't blame him. And then I scroll all the way down, right? I scroll all the way down, and I look at, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, the last 7 weeks of the season is an absolute grinder, right? You look at what happens after they play the Giants. It's Vikings, Lions, Bears, Broncos, Bears, Ravens, Vikings. And what really sticks out to me is you go to Denver, and it's a quick turnaround against the Bears in Chicago. And it's like you travel, you know, out west. It's a 4:25 kick. Well, on the East Coast, a 4:25 kick, 3:25 for Green Bay. And then you turn it back around, come back to Green Bay, lose a bunch of time, don't get a bunch of rest, and then have to travel again on a short week and go play a division rival when this division is going to be really tough. And then turn it back around again and play the Ravens the following week.
Hello, so, Lamar and Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I'm just looking at these last, you know, 6-7 weeks, and it is not a friendly schedule on the back end for Green Bay. They're going to have to do a lot of their work early on in this schedule, and like, I get it's not easy with the Lions and Commanders to start, but they really got to make some hay early on in the season to give themselves a little leeway for the last 7 weeks. I'm not saying they can't win games, because you should feel good about being able to play Minnesota at home in November, right? Like, that's when you want to play Minnesota at home, is when the weather changes. I mean, you get to play the Bears twice, and I mean, that could be difficult. But you get to play them in December, right? Get to play them two times in December when the weather is, you know, who knows what it's going to be. You can play in Denver in December. Who knows what the weather's going to be? The Ravens in December. Who knows what the weather, like, you get to play a lot of these teams when the weather can be iffy, and it could be, you know, kind of a isolated one type of game, which is running the football, which the Ravens are really good at. The Packers are really good at. Don't know much about the Bears yet. Don't know what they're going to be like, but the Packers can play that game. So it's going to be interesting to see where they're at when the last 7 games come around.
Hey, Brian, how important is it for the Green Bay Packers to set the tone for the season by smacking the Detroit Lions at home week one?
Well, I mean, it's certainly the best time to play Detroit, I personally feel, because – listen, the players they still have are fantastic, right? The team is still a great group of players, but their coordinators aren't going to get the opportunity in the preseason to get a feel for what it's like to be the actual play callers in a real live game, right? When the actual, when it actually means something. Like, preseason doesn't mean anything. Like, you can tell me whatever you want, it doesn't mean anything. But when these play callers are calling plays in to Jared Goff or to whoever the play caller is on defense, like, and, you know, you're subbing personnel groups in and out and you're trying to make the right decisions for the actual team during an actual game against the Green Bay Packers in week one, it's a lot different. And this is the time to play these guys, is when these coordinators are trying to figure things out. So it's an important game. It's an important game. You can't lose it all in week one, but you could certainly set the tone for the season of how, you know, you're going to look as a football team.
Well, Brian, we appreciate the insights and love the mindset. I mean, it's Miles Garrett, like, just like you look at things through a different lens, and I love that. And we get more of that with you on the Homer Hour. We'll talk to you soon, Brian.
All right, guys.
Coming up next, the man to my left, he is Homer. In 2 minutes, you got the Homer Hour. Don't go anywhere.